Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November the 25th, 1909, Emmanuel Manny Alfred Martindale was born in St. Lucie, Barbados. Manny Martindale was a right-arm fast bowler who played cricket for Barbados between 1929 and 1936, before moving to England to pursue a professional career in the Lancashire Leagues. He is recognised as one of the first great West Indian fast bowlers, and was the mainstay of the bowling attack for the West Indies Test team between 1933 and 1939. For a time in the 1930s, Martindale was considered the fastest bowler in the world. The 1934 edition of Wisden singled out Martindale and the great Jamaican batsman George Headley as the giants and indispensable members of the West Indies Test team. He was relatively small in stature for a fast bowler, standing just 5 feet 8 inches tall, but was compared by Michael Manley to another great Barbados and West Indies fast bowler of a later generation, Malcolm Marshall, who was also relatively short. According to Manley, like all great fast bowlers, Martindale imparted menace. As an article in the Yorkshire Evening Post in 1933 explained, Martindale has a long but smooth run and delivers the ball with a concentration of energy which suggests that bowling is real delight to him, whatever it may be to the man at the wicket. In the 1934-35 Test Series against England in the West Indies, the West Indies won the series by winning the fourth and final Test in Jamaica. The victory was based on an unbeaten innings of 270 by the local hero George Headley, but Manny Martindale and Leary Constantine, with 13 wickets between them, were the dominant bowlers. The England captain, Bob Wyatt, opened England's first innings, but ducked into a fast delivery outside off stump from Martindale, which knocked him unconscious and left him with a compound fracture of his jaw. In the series as a whole, Martindale topped the West Indies bowling averages with 19 wickets at an average of 12.57. In total, Martindale played 10 test matches in which he took a total of 37 wickets at an average of 21.72. His best bowling was 5 wickets for 22 runs. In 59 first-class matches, he took 203 wickets at an average of 25.64, including 11 5-wicket hauls. During his career in England, Martindale played for 3 seasons with the Burnley Cricket Club before his first-class career ended in 1939. However, he continued to play league cricket in England for lower league sides until he returned to Barbados in December of 1964, a total of 28 years of league cricket in England. After his return to the Caribbean, Martindale coached the Bermuda cricket team, then worked for the Barbados government sports department. He also managed the National Stadium in Barbados. He died at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in St. Peter, Barbados, on the 17th of March, 1972, a few months after the death of his wife, Gillian. The Barbadian Olympic swimmer, Leah Martindale, is one of his grandchildren.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.